Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Would you sort of unpack maybe some of the myths or things that maybe have done more harm than good for the sake of those listening who've maybe been on the receiving end of that advice?
Well, you know, one of the big ones is Christians are not supposed to worry. Christians are not supposed to be filled with stress. And, you know, certainly there is scripture that says, you know, like Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will exalt. I will be exalted among the nations. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." All great stuff from the Bible. But a lot of well-meaning Christians will take those verses and say, "Wow, that means, you know, I'm not supposed to be worried, but yet I'm feeling worried. I'm feeling scared. I turn on the news and it frightens me. You know, I'm worried for my son or my children. I'm worried about my economic future. I'm worried about, you know, my job. There's so much that I'm fearful." And so we kind of go underground with these fears because we feel ashamed that we're worried. And other well-meaning folks come along and tell us, you know, if you'd read your Bible more, if you would just pray more, you know, maybe you're having a hard time because you're sinning or something's off in your life. Yeah, I think of poor Job, you know, in the book of Job and all the bad advice he got. So, you know, again and again, well-meaning folks often come along and give us bad advice when it comes to issues of stress and fear and worry. Let's just admit it. Now let's do something about it. Let's help each other.
I love that.
Let's guide each other and support each other through this.
Wow. And you think about the consequences, Michael, of going underground. Many will medicate privately. If they're suffering privately, they'll medicate. And I don't mean medicine. I mean they'll dig
alcohol,
into other things. Yes, absolutely, to numb the pain. And so to say, you're not alone. And these verses are an invitation to trust God, but we whack each other on the head with them and make people feel like substandard Christians. We're adding a weight to their already suffering heart. And boy, help us, you know?
I see this. I see this all over the country. I speak at Iron Sharpens Iron Men's events all over the country. And I talk on this subject of worry-free living. And you would not believe the relief that I see in the room. You know, I'll do you know, sessions with men where we'll take 70 minutes and we'll unpack these issues and talk about them together and dialogue together. And just the weight that is lifted and the masks that come off from these men saying, "You know, I've never really talked to anybody about this, but I am so petrified." And there's such peace and such healing that, you know, that comes from admitting this, you know, and sharing it with others, you know, not suppressing it, but taking off those masks, as I said, and talking about it and coming to the Lord with it and saying, "God, I admit I'm weak and I'm scared here and I don't know what to do." Those are the steps toward healing.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.